Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Whoops, whoops, whoops. That just slipped out. We celebrate Halloween the whole month of October, as you know. We're building up to the Joey English Extreme Home Makeover Halloween Show and Costume Contest. Welcome to 920 AM, 99.1 FM. Then you have to add 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, all that great new music, because on all four of the spots on the radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook, 5 days a week, four stations 12 times a day. You can always hear our show in real time on the KGX mobile app. And after we're through, Nigel Dettelbach puts everything up on joeyenglish.com and also on our Facebook page. Thousands of you have friended us. Thank goodness, I need them. It's almost my birthday. I take 2 or 3 months for my birthday, so friend me. Okay, I like this to be the best part of your day. We're going to build up to Scott Slavin from the Palm Springs Art Museum. In the middle, Ann Greer, Act for MS, the Palm Springs Air Museum, and the Virginia Waring. But we'll start off with Tracy Essex and the box office.
Ready to go, sweetheart?
I am. So, big news all across the Coachella Valley. Theaters are announcing their seasons and will be reopening with some really spectacular shows.
Good.
Great to be back to live performances. This year's audiences will see some changes, as most of the area's performing arts organizations will require proof of vaccination.
Wow, okay.
And in addition to showing your vaccine card, IDs will be checked as a secondary level of verification.
Oh, like your driver's license,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, looking for a photo ID that shows...
Oh, that you didn't grab your friend's vaccination card.
Yes, and with that booming market of fake vaccine cards going on across the United States, easiest way, folks, go get vaccinated.
That's it.
So patrons who have not been vaccinated will still be allowed to attend with proof of a negative PCR COVID test. That usually takes 24 to 48 hours. Usually you can get it done for free if your doctor gives you a referral. But you do have some options for the people who are choosing not to get vaccines. They can get that negative COVID test. And right now, no one is requiring masks, but following very closely to what will be required as this pandemic continues to ebb and flow.
But you know what? The city of Palm Springs has a mask mandate. So I would guess the Palm Canyon Theater.
I'm going to think that Palm Canyon Theater and then probably Desert Performs
Desert.
When they go to their home.
Or They're, Desert Rose, the three that are here.
Oh, sure.
In Palm
Desert
Springs.
Rose. Yeah.
So, stay tuned.
Exactly. And before you head out to your favorite theater, check with them so you're certain you'll have what you need handy to get into the theater.
Perfect.
So here's a look at our Coachella Valley Theater, starting with CV Rep. Coachella Valley Repertory has announced its 2021-22 season. This four-play season will feature Bakersfield Mist, Lifetimes 3, the musical Closer Than Ever, and Native Gardens. Season subscriptions are now on sale, and call the box office to make your reservation. One interesting thing coming up is the weekend of October 23rd and 24th, Comedy Abounds. CV Rep will be hosting their inaugural Improv and Comedy Festival.
Yes.
This is done by an old pro, Jeanette Knight, for anyone who knows
yes.
her. She is the festival director.
Perfect.
And she's done this before. She does it well. So the weekend of October 23rd and 24th, you can get tickets to CV Rep's inaugural Improv and Comedy Festival. Comedians such as Mary Gallagher and Tom Dreesen.
Tom Dreesen, okay.
They will headline Saturday and Sunday shows, respectively. In addition, see upcoming comedy and improv acts. There were over 500 submissions for people to earn a place in this showcase.
Wow.
And they came from their international submissions.
Sure.
It wasn't just...
Tom Dreesen doesn't even live here.
No, so it's really pretty impressive. This should be a really great event. It's a weekend starting on Saturday all the way till Sunday night. You can buy a full pass for the entire festival. You can buy performance only, or you can pick and choose the shows and just buy individual tickets. Lots of options. For more information, to buy tickets or make a donation, visit cvrep.org.
Curtain number two.
Desart Performs. Michael Shaw, who's just a brilliant director, he announced their season of plays and the tickets and subscriptions are now on sale. Desart Performs will kick off with Girlfriend from October 27th to 30th. Directed by Michael Shaw, this pop rock musical will be held under the stars at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. And they've got some ticket package options, one which includes dinner in the show or one which includes just the show. The whole season is on their website, so visit Des Art Performs, and that's Des, D-E-Z, artperforms.com.
Got it. Curtain number three.
Green Room Theater Company. For any of you who are familiar, they do a lot of Shakespearean work. They're a great company. David Catanzarite has got a nice season opening up. in October with The Merry Wives of Windsor. More information on that, their Shakespearean student programs, visit Green Room Theater, spelled correctly, theatrecompany.org.
You know what I did one time? You were doing your report and I was putting it up on the website. I put Green River.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny?
That is.
I don't know where it came from, and somebody caught it.
I'm glad somebody caught it. Yeah, and it's interesting because Green Room is really kind of an insider's trade name.
Of course.
We have a green room
that's orange.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, everybody has a green room, but I don't know what river I was up. The river of no return.
That's
okay,
so funny.
Okay, curtain number four.
McCallum Theater. Tickets are now on sale for the McCallum Theater's exciting 2021-22 grand reopening season. The season begins on December 3rd with Hairspray, Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy phenomenon. There are way too many shows to list.
Yes.
They have so many great things coming up, so it's worth visiting that website. There are still good seats available. I know everyone starts thinking, oh, it's too late, I'm not going to get good seats. They have seats in great rows,
yes.
Great views, so visit McCallum Theater.
Spelled properly.
There you go. .com. Palm Canyon Theater. They kick off their season with a special play about the after effects of the collapse of the World Trade Center.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, so don't miss this moving and poignant production on September 11th and 12th.
Okay.
After that, Sorted Lives takes the stage on September 24th. Season subscriptions are now on sale through the box office. For more information, visit palmcanyontheater.net.
Spell properly.
Yes, and please note that that is a new website address. They've changed from a .org to a .net.
I don't know what that means, but, oh, I don't like changes. Curtain number six.
Is Theater 29, and this is Morongo Basin's premier live theater venue. Great theater up in 29 Palms.
Never been there.
You know what? Definitely worth a trip up there.
Really
They
good.
Do a wonderful job. It's a small theater. It's very a community theater. But they pull talent out of the woodwork. And speaking of that, they still have roles available for their opening, October 1st opening play, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
How cute.
So there's a bunch of roles, not the leads. Excuse me, but there are a lot of roles available, and if you're 17 and older and are interested, visit their website.
Which is?
It is theater spelled
properly.
Thank you. 29.
The number, not the words.
Correct. 29.org. And now, Desert Rose. Have you heard much from them?
I interviewed Robbie Wayne, and they open this weekend with Rocky Horror. And it closes next weekend.
Love Rocky Horror.
And they've done wonderful things to that theater. Oh, my. The seating and the stage and the lighting bar. It's worth a trip over there. It's in the Sun Shopping Center on my migratory path home.
Ah, so and that's what I've heard. I haven't seen it yet, but they have done. Robbie Wayne is a very bright guy.
He's starring in this.
Oh, wow.
He sort of came out of retirement. He wanted to do the lead in Rocky Horror.
Fun. All we have to do now is make our toast, bring it with us, and throw it at the right time.
That's right.
So that looks at the local theaters, and now we'll look at New York.
Okay.
More than a year ago, all Broadway theaters closed, putting 90,000 people out of work and curtailing a $13 billion economic impact. And today, Broadway is back, and the theaters are joining together to market their upcoming seasons and reinvigorate tourism to this important aspect of New York.
Amen.
After being closed for so long and so many theaters trying to do the pop-ups and those kind of things, they all decided to join together. And this has really been a year for unique theater collaboratives. I mean, we did it here in the desert with the Desert Theater Alliance. They did it in L.A., they're doing it in New York and putting some serious money.
And now New York has had all that water, flood damage.
Unbelievable. Tornadoes.
Unbelievable.
That was absolutely, I saw some of it on TV watching
Remind
the U.S. Open.
Whose planet it is.
It's not ours. And I think somebody's trying to kick us off, right?
I wondered.
So,
oh, so you got some Broadway news?
Yes. If you've been itching to get back to the mecca of live theater, a trip to New York should be in order. The shows such as Waitress, Aladdin, American Utopia, Hamilton, Chicago, The Lion King, Wicked, Hadestown, Ain't Too Proud, and Phantom of the Opera are just a few of the incredible plays that are now on stage. They're up and running, ready to go, welcoming back audiences. Just be ready to show your vaccination card to get inside the theater. And be aware that many of those theaters are requiring full masking inside the playhouse throughout the entire portion of the show.
I'm going in April.
Very good. Yes. What are you going to see?
I don't know. Steve picks the latest ones.
Very fun.
That's what he did last time we went. And I had dinner with Marty Wiviot from the Hollywood Pantages. And, of course, Hamilton is back up and running there. And it was going to close, and I think they're going to extend it.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, and I really would like
to. They tell the tip is if you have trouble understanding rap music, to listen to the CD lots
before you
go. It'll help.
Well, I'll have to because my son is my rap music translator.
Yes.
I hear it and I'm like, what did they say? And
yes.
A lot of times I'm wishing I hadn't known what they said. So that's a look at our September theaters locally and nationally.
Wonderful. If you want to get something into the box office with Tracy Essex, how do they do that?
They send an email to tessex@cvrep.org.
Okay.
Or they can
give
me a call, 760-861-1006.
You do such a good job.
I'm always happy to be here.
Yes.
And for the September Theater Report, I'll look forward to seeing you in October for the next edition for the Joey English Show. I'm Tracy Essex.
Isn't that professionally done? Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you. Thanks for stopping by, sweetheart.
So good.